I think that at this time, it's pretty much universal, at least universal in the Jewish community, that everybody wishes we'd already be sitting in the sukkah. Get it over with, you know, Shana Yom Kippur, you know, it's not so much the fasting, it's not even the hours and hours and hours in shul, but it's the seriousness of the time, you know. Yomim ha-noiroim, days of awe, serious time. And we could already be beyond, and we'd be sitting in the sukkah, we'd all be a little bit more at ease. But I don't know anybody who's going to sit in the sukkah between now and then, and we have to deal with these issues, and as serious as they are, and we have to try to see if we can be successful. And success is not so simple, because we're talking about judgment. We're talking about judgment of an entire year. We're talking about judgment of actions and inactions and thoughts and feelings that we, for the most part, don't even recollect. But kol ma'asecho, sefer nichtovim, it's all written down up there. It's all available in the court record for judgment. It's a very, very serious time. Our fondest hope our fondest hope is to get rachamim. Hashem should have rachmonos on us. That would be the fondest hope. Even if we're not worthy of the judgment that we would like to receive. But rachmonos, you know, rachmonos says that this is really not what's coming to you, but because of the circumstances and the difficulties and the difficulties you've been through and so forth and so on, you know, rachmonos. Question is, or the issue is, rachmonos also is not just automatic. There are gidorim, there are guidelines even for rachmonos. And sometimes we don't even meet those guidelines for rachmonos. Then what do? To win in din, I don't know if I can. I don't think my case is that good. To get rachamim, maybe, but maybe I'm not even deserving of that. Then what? Where do we go? So the truth of the matter is that on Rosh Hashanah, we repeat three times a little piyut, which really addresses this issue. Right after the Tkiyas Shofar, we read, we say, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the anniversary of creation. Hayom Yamid Bamishpot Kol Yitzurei Olamim. All the creatures of creation are standing in judgment. And there's two categories in which they fall. Im kebonim, im ka'avodim. Either as bonim, worthy to be called bonim atem la'shem elokeichem, good children, well-behaved, appropriately behaved children. Im ka'avodim. No, we can't necessarily be considered bonim in the deserving sense because we're not such good children. We misbehave. We're not so loyal sometimes, and we're not so respectful sometimes, and we're not so obedient sometimes, and that sometimes may be an understatement. You know, im kibonim, we're not worthy. Im ka'avodim, well, avodim we are. That's a fact. Good avodim, bad avodim, but ravodim. Einenu lochot luyois ad shetchoneinu v'soitzitz cho'or mishpoteinu. If we're bonim, if we're avodim, our eyes are riveted on Hashem. Einenu l'cho Hashem tluyos, the hanging, ad shetchoneinu, until you grant us chanino. Chanino means a matnas chinom, a gift, gifts that we are not deserving of, chinom, We get them for nothing. Ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'ol mishpoteinu. And you make that mishpot enlightened in our favor. The light shines, and we are successful in the mishpot of Rosh Hashanah. So it's very interesting that even if we're not worthy of being called bonim, and we can't ask rachameinu kerachim ova bonim, we can't even ask for rachmonis. Even that I don't deserve. I've gone so far, Nebuch. I've done so much. I've drifted away. I've been so insensitive. I've been so negligent that I can't really expect the rachmonis of rachim ova bonim. But there is a recourse, and that's einenu l'chotluyos ad shetchoneinu. That we focus our eyes on Hashem. We refuse to give up. Ad shetochoneinu. That means my eyes are going to be looking heavenward. I'm going to be counting. I'm going to be hoping. I'm not going to be giving up. Ad shetochoneinu. Until there's a matnas chinom, and that's stama matnas chinom, that he gives me, throws me a bone that I didn't deserve. Avesoitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. That the whole mishpot is turned around for our good. There is an approach even beyond what we deserve, even beyond the rachamim that we can get, and that is trusting Hashem, counting on you. Einenu l'chotluyos. You know, we say this, and we've referred to this many times. We say it in Yalei v'Yavo as well. With v'dvar yeshuva rachamim, chus v'choneinu. We ask Hashem for chusa is ala molach. You have rachmonis just because you created us. V'choneinu, and give us a matnas chinom. V'rachim oleinu, and rachmonis, sometimes we do deserve rachmonis. V'hoishienu, and save us. Why? Not because ki kel melech chanun v'rachomoto, because you're the merciful and gracious, the one who gives matnas chinom. No. Ki eilecho einenu. Our eyes are riveted. The same einenu l'chotluyos. Eilecho einenu. Our eyes are focused on you. We're counting on you. We're relying on you. We can't rely on our good deeds because they aren't done enough to help us succeed. We can't even rely on the rachmonis kerachim of abonim because we're not even worthy of that. We may not be worthy of that. But einenu l'chotluyos. Eilecho einenu. And Hashem is keil melech chanun v'rachomoto. And because in the merit, in the response to this total and passionate reliance on Hashem, bless Breira, having no place else to turn, because I don't have anything to come to the mishpot with. I'm not worthy, not for the din and not for the clemency. But I'm counting, I'm relying on you, we're looking towards you, we're counting on you. We have no place else to turn. That can make the difference in the judgment. And the truth of the matter is that the Marsha, the Marsha on Ovino Malkeinu, that's right, in the Gemara in Tainis, says that Ovino Malkeinu parallels this im kibonim, im ka'avodim. Ovinu is kibonim, Malkeinu is ka'avodim. So every time we recite Ovinu Malkeinu, Ovinu Malkeinu, Ovinu Malkeinu, Ovinu Malkeinu, we're saying Ovinu. Im kibonim, rachameinu kerachim avabonim. If we're worthy to be called your children, then do it with rachmonis. Din, forget about. We're not going to, sure as hadin, that's too much. But rachmonis, Hashem has rachmonis, have rachmonis. V'im ka'avodim. And if we're not even worthy of your rachmonis, then Malkeinu, we're turning to you as an eved that turns to his master with no place else to turn. David HaMelech said, and the Ramban uses this posuk in referring to what tefillah is. Hinei ke'enei avodim el yado deneihem, like the eyes of servants to their masters. Ke'enei shivcho el yad gevirto, like the eyes of a maidservant to her mistress. Kein einenu el Hashem elekeinu ad shechoneinu. Our eyes are so riveted on Hashem until he has chanino mat naschinom, gives us this chanino, this chesed, this chein, beyond what we deserve. So we're looking to him. And the Ebenezer says over there, ein lonu koyech limolit al nafshenu, or ein loy koyach limolat al nafsho im loy yoshienu rabbi. He doesn't even have the koyach to run away. I'm standing here. I'm so dependent on my master that I don't have any koyach. It's all up to him. I know I have nothing. And I keep looking and say, I don't even have the strength to protect myself. I don't even have the strength to run away to save my life. Ad shechoneinu. Einenu lechotluyos ad shechoneinu. Kehene avodim el yadolim. Kehene shivcha yad givirto. Kein einenu el Hashem elikeinu. Those eyes are looking that way and not taking our eye off that matoro, off that goal. Ad shechoneinu. Until he actually gives us this matnas chinam. So this trust, this bitochen, this refusal to take our eyes, this refusal to give up hope, this focus on him as the only source to help us. We can't earn it. We can't even deserve the rachamim. Only just we're counting on you. And by dint of that, everything changes. And that seems to be what we have today to rely on. You know, in Halacha it says the Erev Rosh Hashanah, Megalchin u'mistaprin, and people get ready. It's the Erev Yontif. They groom and they bathe and they this to show ourselves that we're betuchim badin. Oh, we're getting ready for this big day, for this big Yontif. We're all get everything. all the preparations and the Sudas Yontif. And why? Because we're betuchim badin. We're not allowed to fast. We're not allowed. We don't deal with these things. Because we're showing, we're exhibiting, we're trying to internalize this message of trust that we are trusting Hashem. It's a yontif. Why yontif? Being judged, mi yichya mi yomus, mi b'mayim mi b'eish, mi b'chem mi b'cherem mi b'chayim mi b'ro mi b'tzomo mi b'rash mi b'rageifo. We want to show ourselves betuchim badin, and that has a koyach that can influence the din. There's a famous story I'm getting scared. This is all not for here tonight. There's a famous story that took place in 1959. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Briskerov, who actually passed away that Erev Yom Kippur late in the afternoon, was very sick. And Rav Shach came to visit him. And he saw that the Rav, who was usually an amazing Baal Bitochen, on such unbelievable levels of minuchas hanefesh and trust in Hashem and not worrying about anything. And so he saw him very tzushruk. He said he was very nervous. He looked very worried, very fearful. And he asked him, he says, it's out of character for the Rav to be so concerned, to be so nervous. So he quoted to him the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam. The Mishnah at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the end of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, explains that why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. So he says that Rosh Hashanah is not a time for Hallel when Hashem is sitting in judgment of the world. That's not exactly the appropriate thing to be singing, you know, songs of Shira. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis explains this as follows. Why didn't they read Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and not Yom Kippur? The fi, Shehem Yemei Avoido. These are days of service of Hashem, serious avodas Hashem, v'hachno, and humility, and humbling ourselves in front of Hashem, u'pachad u'moiro, and fear and trepidation, me Hashem, we're afraid of Hashem, wow, oy gevaldi, sitting in judgment on the world, v'yira mimenu, and fear from him, u'mivrach, and running away. We're so afraid that we run away. I can't handle it. It's getting too hot in here. We've got to get out of here. Too much. Mivrach, there's such days of year of a fachad, of emo. What does he say? Pachad u'moiro me'ashem v'yiro mimenu u'mivrach. But where do we run? U'monos elov. And we run to him. We take refuge in his embrace. These are days that are so filled with pachad. The stakes are so high. The issues that are being judged are so severe and so serious and so far-reaching that it's paralyzing. Year of a fachad. But what do we do? Mivrach. I want to get out of here. I want to run away. I run away. Where do I run? Mono Selov. I take refuge in his embrace. I run to Hashem. Einenu lechot luyos. Ki elecho einenu. Kein einenu el Hashem elukeinu ad shechonenu. So the Rav said, I'm working on the Yira so that I should be able to do the Mono Selov. So this Yira is not a Yira because I'm focusing on the fear of the Din. I'm focusing on the fear of the Din to come to something even more powerful. And that is the Umono Selov. And the Rav gave a moshel. I'm not sure if this is he gave them at that time, but I know it's another moshel from the Brisker Rav. He says, a person is walking down the street. Somebody's behind him with a gun pulled, ready to shoot. Says, hey, if he doesn't know about it, he's not a Baal Bitochen, everything's fine. If he knows about it, he still maintains that Bitochen, that's a Baal Bitochen. So he says, he's working on the fear in order to get to that Umono Selov. So it almost seems as if the Tachlis, and then he says it, I mean, it's not, doesn't stop there, because then it goes on, when there's Mono Selov, then there's Tshuva, V'tachanunim, U'bakoshas Kaporo, U'slicho, and all of these are not appropriate to have Hallel. But so the Mono Selov will lead a person to really do Tshuva, and to beseech Hashem for forgiveness, and so forth. But the goal, he says, was to develop this bitochen. He wanted to focus on how serious this moment is, how fearful, how awesome, how dangerous, in order to rise to that true sense of bitochen, and that will actually influence the entire judgment on Yom Kippur. In that case, it was. So I think we have to look at things that you know, we may not be worthy. We may not be worthy in din, we may not be worthy even for rachamim, but there is a secret, there is a means that we have, and that is this turning our eyes, focusing our eyes, refusing to give up hope, maintaining that focus on Hashem, and trusting Him that He will help us, in fact, even though we're not deserving, that even though we may not even be deserving of His rachamim. That seems to be a powerful, powerful tool, formula, to be able to succeed in this din. And we have mentioned here, that I remember clearly many times, this I think we also mentioned, but that I remember many times mentioning the Perek Lamed Gimel, Hayotzer Yachad Liban Ranu Tzadikim, Hayotzer Yachad Liban Hameven El Kol Maaseim. So that posuk that Hashem judges the whole world, Beskira Achas, that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah brings, that posuk refers to the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Ein hamelech noisha barov choyel, gibor lo yinosa barov koyach, the chayel and the koyach, they're not going to help him. Sheker asus this shuv, rov chelo, the armies and all the power that you have, that's not going to help you. Hine ein Hashem el yireyov, there's only two things that can help you. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on the God-fearing people, and the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma there, la miyachalim l'chastov. Not ha miyachalim, the yireyov ha miyachalim, but the yireyov, comma, and on the miyachalim l'chastov. Those that await the chesed Hashem, those that put their trust in Hashem, those that refuse to give up, those that use this moment with a realization of I may not be deserving, and I may not even be worthy of rachamim, I may not be worthy of being called bonim atem l'Hashem elikechem, that I'm not giving up. Mono iselecho, I take refuge in you. And that is lam yachalim lachastoi. And the next pasuk says, lahatzim mobis nafshom, lachayusom barov, saves them and sustains them because they have put their trust in Hashem. So this seems to be a true, surefire formula for success in the Yom HaDin, maybe even where all else would seem to fail. I'd like to address just one more point, which I think is significant, and that is that this too is easy to say. I'm relying on Hashem. I'm counting on Hashem. My eyes. Well, it may not be that difficult to keep your eyes looking at the ceiling. I mean, that's pretty hard. But to keep your heart looking at the ceiling, to keep your heart looking up, to be saying, "Einenu lecho," and "Keinenu el Hashem elokeinu ad shechonenu." It's a little hard. How confident are we? How sure are we? How quick to give up are we? How nervous do we be? Do we get? How easy it is just to fall apart and say, "Oh, come on, I give up. It's just overwhelming." So I want to share with you a little story and just maybe add a bit of a perspective here. In 1984, we were living in the San Fernando Valley, and times were very tough. Financially, it was a battle every day. It wasn't a wealthy community. It wasn't a community that had a deep appreciation for a yeshiva there, you know. And if it was even a community that maybe resented how so many of their children were becoming more religious than the parents. And it wasn't a simple situation. And this financially was very, very difficult. And it was Rosh Hashanah night, 1984, I remember. And I came home from davening, and there was a wine decanter on the table with a tall neck, and I poured the wine for Kiddush, put down the bottle and took the cap, and I wanted to put it on top. And to this day, I have no clue. In fact, I almost can't imagine it, but I do have eyewitnesses. I must have touched the neck, this long glass or crystal neck, with the cap, with the cover, and it slid it and broke. Slit the whole neck off, just like it. No idea. I have no idea what happened. It's mind-boggling to me. Just touch, I didn't. And even so, if I did, that doesn't cut it. But I just like this. That's all. And immediately my wife calls out, "Hapach nishbar, v'anachnu nimlatnu." The trap has broken, and we have escaped. So we decided, since it was Rosh Hashanah, we're going to go through the sugya of Simone Milsa. Simone Milsa, the Gemara says, Bereish Yarcho Simone Milsa. On Rosh Hashanah, Simone means something. Simonim have some significance. So we went through that sugya, and we discovered that the concept of Simone Milsa was a concept of Chizuk and Bitochen. I take an apple, I put it in honey, and I say, Rosh Shetachadish Aleinu Shona Teva Musuka. So instead of just asking for a Shona Teva, I taste it, the sweetness. And the sweetness elevates my sense of confidence in the future to some slight extent. I take the fish and I say the head, it should be like a head and not like a tail. I take the carrots, Shetigzor Aleinu Gzeros Tovius. I take the Rimoin Sheyirbos Chuyoseinu. I take this, I take that. And the slightest, and it has some minor effect on my bitochen, and that's really what Simone Milsa Bereish Yarche Simone Milsa. That's what it means. So anyway, and so this, you know, this hapach nishbar v'anachnu nimlatnu. Well, all I can tell you is that year the pach was nishbar v'anachnu nimlatnu. I ended up for the following year. In other words, during that. Yeah, it was fun with a different position. We actually moved from New York, and finances was like a thing of the past. In fact, I was bored because I had no financial problems, but that was resolved a couple of years later. But anyway, but it was not shaykh. But we learned that Simone Milsa, Bereish Yarcha Simone Milsa, means that you get a chizuk in bitochen. I want to ask you a question. How much difference in bitochen do I have from saying, Hashem, we should have a sweet year, I'm asking you, I'm counting on you, or I take an apple with a little bit of honey, or with a lot of honey, and I, now I'm really a Baal Bitochen. Now I really, oh, now 100%, Oh, now I'm really about bitochen. The fish, the sheroish fila, the son of nifre venirba kegovim shetigzor aleinu gzeiros tevis sheyirbas chunaseda. Come on, what? Maybe the prop, the guided imagery, the focus, the reality, the taste has some ever so slight elevation in the Midas HaBitochon, that I'm a little bit more, because instead of the words, instead of just the thoughts, instead of the dream, there's actually a physical taste. How much difference? Weißt du es, that in Yoni Bitochon, the slightest little change, the slightest move in the right direction, the Ke'ene Avodim Eliyad Adonim, Ke'ene Shivch Eliyad Gebiruto, the Einenu Luchot Tluyo Yisad Shet Choneinu, it's not Tluyos, Tluyos, Tluyos. My eyes aren't hanging there. They're not hanging by a hook and they can't go down. But Epis, a little bit, that little bit can make all the difference. Bereish Yarcho Simone Milsa, the Simon, the additional minuscule amount of Chizuk and Bitochen, can provide a whole difference in the entire year, in the entire gzera, in the entire whole process. That's a very powerful thing, because sometimes when we hear about these things, listen, I'm not sure which is harder, to do tshuva, to deserve rachmonis, or to keep my eyes focused heavenward. And some people even say, I find it easier to do the other stuff. Not really true, because a real tshuva may not be so easy. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know, that's a different discussion. But Lamaisa, it doesn't matter, because even the slightest difference in that sense of trust in Hashem, that can make a massive difference in what happens. And just one more example of that, which in a different, similar vein, which I'm sure that we've mentioned it here in a different context. And that is the Tkiya Shofar. The chinuch in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel contrasts it with Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He says, Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remember Akedas Yitzchok. And we remember Akedas Yitzchok, he says, and we should picture ourselves as if we were doing Akedas Yitzchok. I guess take the calendar picture of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok, and put your face in Avraham Avinu with the long hair and whatever those pictures used to have, and put your kid's face in Yitzchok's picture there, and picture, maybe I would like to be able to, I wish I could also do it, like this Yitzchok. And he says, that'll be a schus to be machriya the din in your favor. Rebbeinu Shalom, what did I do? I made a slight attempt to imagine myself performing an act of Akedas Yitzchok, that maybe I should bring myself ever so slightly closer to the ability or to the thought or to the concept or the willingness or to the dream of someday being able to do that. And that can be a schus that can influence everything. The truth of the matter is that that's not only a schus, but that is an opportunity to develop a deeper sense of trust in Hashem. Because what was Akedas Yitzchok? Akedas Yitzchok was the ultimate expression of Hashem's trust in Hashem, of Avraham Avinu's trust in Hashem. Yesterday you told me, Yitzchok Yikoy L'chozora. Today you say, Haleo L'Oilo. And I don't say boo. I don't even think, not even Mahar B'Lev. Hashem says, take Yitzchok, Shechtem, Shechtem, burn him, Korban, Oilo, Mizbeach, whatever you say. Yesterday you told me he's the Yoyrish, he's the one who's going to carry on. This is the purpose of creation, is being fulfilled. This was my whole life's mission. Hashem tells me, I don't ask no questions, I don't have no thoughts, I don't have no second guessing. That's the ultimate trust. And we can attempt to at least imagine that trust, and that imaginary trust, that attempted trust, can be a schus for us, which can really weigh over the entire din. So there is recourse, even in a din which seems overwhelming. And there is recourse, even if we don't feel im kebonim, that we qualify to be bonim Hashem, that bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, we're not. But im ka'avodim, einenu l'chotluyos, that we have. We are avodim, and we're focusing on Hashem, and that can bring about the success in this din, where everything else may not have even succeeded.